Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Let's talk podcasts. Elliot Childs is here. Hi, Elliot.
Hey, Jesse. How's it going?
Oh, good, thank you. I'll tell you what, our series on a Friday called Freaky Friday, where listeners share their spooky stories, has ended up being a really unexpected hit. And on the back of that, you're going to tell us about a podcast called Lore, L-O-R-E.
Yes, as in folklore.
Yeah.
So it's a documentary podcast focusing on folklore and legends and kind of odd history and kind of creepy stories from history. Lots of ghost stories. There's a really, really interesting and detailed episode on the Yeti, which I found fascinating. It started in 2015, hosted by a guy called Aaron Mankey, who is a writer and a novelist. And I think he started this podcast kind of originally as a way to promote his own writing. And it's just kind of taken off from there.
Who can blame him?
Yeah. Exactly.
What's the format of the podcast?
So it's basically a monologue. He sits down and reads you a very well-researched and nicely written essay for 45 minutes or half an hour or so. And he kind of interweaves odd historical facts and creepy stories. And although it kind of focuses on the macabre generally and the otherworldly and at points, where there is a logical, reasonable, scientific explanation for it, inevitably that will come in at the end. And so a great example is in an episode about hauntings and ghost stories, he'll tell one story and detail about all the horrible things that this particular family had to deal with, like apparitions appearing at the foot of the bed, waking up and being unable to move, and then kind of towards the end reveals that actually whilst they experienced all these things and they were very, very real, the cause was a gas leak in the faulty old boiler in the house, which caused all of these symptoms and all the hallucinations to go along with
it. That's funny. On was it Monday? Monday. I was talking to our TV critic. I'm just going to try and find it. Here it is. And he was talking about a TV show called Evil. Have you come across this one?
No, I haven't.
Topic, Elliot, but it's basically a procedural drama, but same sort of thing. A forensic psychologist and a Catholic priest who are investigating apparently supernatural or paranormal events within the church, and then he said the almost entire episode makes you feel like, okay, this time it is something truly supernatural. And then the last 5 minutes it's all explained, so same sort of format. Bit of a spoiler alert if you know it's coming, but
kind of a religious X-Files kind of
thing. Yeah, that's what I said. That's, it sounds just like the X-Files. So this sounds cool.
Yeah, it's great. And my favourite part is the way he kind of interweaves these odd historical facts into the episodes. And the one that really stuck out for me was an episode called Time Will Tell, which came out a few years ago now. But he kind of illustrates in this the way that things that seem a long, long time ago to us, like way, way in the past, are actually a lot closer than we think.
Right.
So the prime examples that he gives here are John Tyler, who is the 10th president of the United States.
Yeah.
If you think how many they've had now, we're up to 46. So he was the 10th one. He was born in 1790. One of his grandsons is still alive.
Yeah, that's weird, eh?
Yeah. Don't want you all to go out there and think about how that's possible, because it involves a lot of old men having kids really, really far into their lives.
This rings a bell for me for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah. And the other one he gives was Helen Viola Jackson, who was 101 when she died 4 years ago, but she was the last widow of an American Civil War veteran.
Huh.
So she was 17 when she married a man in his 90s, back in the 1930s.
Yeah.
And so she was therefore his widow, but he was a Civil War veteran. He fought for the Union.
And what is the point of those examples?
So it's just to kind of show you that you think these things are way off in the past. Like the American Civil War seems like almost distant history, but they are a lot closer than you think. And I've got one final example, which is my favourite. So there was a TV show in the 1950s called I've Got a Secret. And this was on, I think, NBC in the States. And the premise of the show was there'd be a panel of celebrity guests. They'd bring out a member of the public. The guests would then ask questions to try and figure out who this person was and what their secret was. And so one episode in 1956, and you can tell this is the 50s because the prize for the guest that came on was a carton of cigarettes.
Yes.
Which you can't do anymore.
No.
So,
what's the pity?
So they bring out this little old man called Samuel J. Seymour in 1956, and everyone asks him questions, and it turns out that he was in Ford's Theatre on the night that John Wilkes Booth shot Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, why?
So he saw the assassination of Abraham Lincoln and lived long enough to appear on TV to talk about it.
Yeah, okay, love that. I said it sounded familiar. I just see my old podcast reviewer, Molly Jones, mentioned this one in 2020. So we're allowed 4 years between reviews, Elliot. That's
cool.
No problem. But for some reason I was sure I'd heard that great-grandchild or great-grandchild one.
Yeah.
Hey, very interesting. Well, it's called Lore, L-O-R-E, documentary podcast on folklore, legends and odd history. Thanks for the recommendation. And War of the Words, a local one.
Yes. So this is a New Zealand podcast. So father-daughter team Glenn and Devon Wood sit down and pit writers of various genres and various disciplines against AI to see how they compare.
It's a great idea.
It is. It is a great idea. And both Glenn and Devon are writers as well. Glenn is a TV writer and has written for advertising and has acted in Shortland Street occasionally, and Devon is currently an advertising writer. And so they're both, you know, well versed in what it takes to write proper material for publishing.
Yeah.
And they've also got a vested interest in how badly AI is going to ruin their jobs in the next few years. And so, yeah, they sit down and they talk to various people. So they've got four episodes out at the moment. So they cover horror movies, they cover cooking, they cover screenwriting, they cover comedy as well. So the first episode is with Jeremy Corbett. And it's
who is a great podcast host. I've heard him on a couple of podcasts. He's great friend of mine as well. But yeah, great podcast guest, I should say. He's a very funny man. Yeah.
Yeah, he's fantastic. And as first guests for your podcast go, couldn't have chosen a better one.
Yeah.
But he's brilliant, and he's got some great insights on, you know, what makes a good joke. And they talk about AI, and they get ChatGPT kind of almost in real time while they're having this conversation to write knock-knock jokes and various other things. And they talk about how the human brain can pick stuff out of left field and the ability to be surreal about comedy and whether AI has the ability to follow up on that. At one point, you'll also learn how to use a block of cheese in an emergency situation. Just completely.
What is the verdict? Is AI, does it come out on top?
Not really. There's always... They never really come to a verdict as such. So they go through and talk about it and have all these examples. And quite often what ChatGPT spits out is, you know, not as good as what you would hope from a professional comedian.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's always the caveat that this thing is still learning. It's going to be evolving over years.
Plus it's on the output. I mean, garbage in, garbage out, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's only as good as the prompt that you give it. So, yeah, maybe if you keep working on exactly how you're asking the question, it will get better too.
Yeah. So they've got four episodes out at the moment, and I'm kind of wondering how long the premise can be sustained, because although they've got this whole well of people to draw from, I am wondering kind of like, when are the AI, you know, the people being like, oh, AI is going to take over, and how long can you go without that conversation kind of just repeating itself over and over again? But
yeah,
so far they've done it.
Might be worth doing a kind of a limited season of six or something, and then coming back with another season of with a slightly different premise.
Yeah, and that might well be their plan. But one of the other great parts about this podcast, which I really enjoyed actually, and I thought I was going to hate it, but I actually really enjoyed this bit, was they have ninja words that they have to insert into the conversation without the guest calling it out. So each of them gets given a stupid word to put in there. I think the first episode it's fish cake and amoeba.
That's a really good idea. So the audience is in on it.
Yep. Yep, we know that it's there, and when you hear someone say fish cake, you're like, uh-huh, see, he did it.
Does the guest know that there is a ninja word?
Yes, they know there is a ninja word. So at the end they say, did you guess what the ninja words were? And they have to guess them.
Oh,
and if they guess them right, then the person that used that word is disqualified. And if you forget to use the ninja word, then the other person wins.
Yeah, got it. That reminds me of a podcast I should enjoy more than I actually do. James Acaster and another comedian interviewing people about their dream meal. Have you come across that one before?
Yes, my wife loves that podcast.
Yeah, I haven't quite gelled with it. Anyway, they have a word, like a food item, and if the person happens to mention it in the course of the conversation, then the whole podcast is over, which gives it a nice little bit of peril. Yeah, I don't know if it's ever happened, but
5 minutes in.
Yeah. So that one's called War of the Words, and Elliot Childs, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Elliot's our podcast reviewer. We have a great roster of podcast critics each Wednesday afternoon.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.